From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has said the U.S.-led coalition is preparing to isolate Raqqa, the Syrian city viewed as the capital of Islamic State.
We've already begun laying the groundwork with our partners to commence the isolation of Raqqa. As we meet here, we're helping to generate the local forces that will do so. This is one of our campaign plan's core objectives, destroying ISIL's parent tumor in Iraq and Syria. And we're on track to do just that.
Speaking in Paris Tuesday, Carter said the operation to assault Raqqa could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city Mosul from IS defenders. He said the operation would rely on what he called capable and motivated local forces. Russia says it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said since October 18th, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers outside the city center for a week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory of Human Rights, however, says the resumption of airstrikes occurred on Saturday. Somali-based al-Shabaab militants attacked non-Muslims along Kenya's northeast border early Tuesday, killing at least 12 people. Their target, the Bisharo Guest House in Mandera County.
I was shot at more than three times. Nikarudi nikalaliwa na mawe. By God's grace, police KDF walikuwa.
Veronica Wambui said the Kenyan Defense Forces came to her assistance along with one of her friends. Al-Shabaab said the attack targeted Christian workers. It marks the latest in several cross-border attacks attributed to Al-Shabaab since Kenya intervened in Somalia in 2011. This is VOA News.